We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school track and field. Of course, we'll be at the state meet on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with updates at every hour, updating everybody on all the local area teams. Tri-Center will be sending a load of kids to state track, both boys and girls. We're talking right now with the Trojans girls track and field head coach Lexi Cochran. And Coach, how are you feeling about your team as you send a bunch of girls to state this year?
I'm just super excited to watch them compete at the meet, and we're just excited for it to be here. So we're ready to go.
Yeah. Of course, Tri-Center in Class 2A, you send, looks like four or five different relays. You know, you got the shuttle, you got the 4x4, you got the 4x8, the sprint med, the distance med, pretty much everything except the 4x1 and the 4x2. Which one of those which one of those relays are you kind of most excited about, and what can they do?
Wow, that's a really tough question, because I mean, we're sitting really strong in all of our relays where we could find our way into some medals, which would be fabulous. Right now our shuttle hurdle and our 4x8 are seated first, which is super exciting. I'm just as excited to watch the other relays. I mean, they're all five, going to be an exciting race on the track.
Well, talk more about those top two then that are number one seeds, and what you can see, what you expect from each one of them, and what they need to do to, maybe do something special this week.
Well, the girls have been, practicing what they need to feel ready and confident going into the meet this weekend. We're really excited, just to see how low they can go, going in seated first. I mean, they're of course got their eye on that gold medal, but mostly they want to improve their time. And I think if they keep doing what they've been doing, that time will improve and they may just find themselves coming home with a gold medal, which would be just icing on the cake.
Yeah, no doubt. the one thing, your team just seems to be strong in hurdles. I don't know what it is about this area. There's a lot of good hurdlers around this area, but you got Zoe Payne and Layla Meter in both the 100 hurdle prelims, Quincy Schneckloth in the 400 hurdle finals. What do you see from them and in terms of their races? And Zoe and Layla, we'll see what they could do, maybe try and sneak into the finals. And Quincy has a good chance of getting on the medal stand on the 400 hurdles.
Right. I mean, these girls, they work really hard all year round. My assistant has really put a lot of work into having off-season opportunities for the hurdlers, both, in the youth at our school as well as up through the high school. So that ability for them to have opportunities to work on it in the off season, I think, has made a huge difference. So I really appreciate, all of the work that my assistant Shelley has, put into the hurdles, and it's obviously paying off because we've had strong shuttles these last couple of years, and it's just a lot to be proud of with how hard, Coach Sorensen has worked, as well as all the kids that, take those opportunities and go and work on the off season.
No doubt. What about Quincy in that 400 hurdles? What, where do you think, how high can she go in that particular race?
I mean, Quincy is just such a phenomenal athlete. She's super strong, and I'm excited for her to kind of come back and almost have like a redemption tour this track season. She got a little bit overheated. I shouldn't even say a little bit, a lot of bit overheated at the state meet last year. She also had to play a full soccer game the night before she came and ran the 4x8, and it was just so much warmer last year, and I believe she got some sort of heat exhaustion. Regardless, it really took her out of the state meet, and she had some really high hopes last season. So I just hope for her that with the cooler weather and just how strong of a season she's been having, that she can accomplish those things that were missed out on last year due to her getting sick that first day of the state meet. I think she can go really low. I mean, it's amazing how quick she can run an open 400. And I always say, well, at least the open 400, you don't have to jump over anything. But that girl loves those hurdles. So it doesn't even bother her to have to run over the top of was during her 400 race. And so I know she's going into it really excited to run and just see how fast she can go.
Yeah, she has the seventh. She's seeded seventh, but the sixth fastest time in the state going in. So it's who knows how low she can go. Maybe go sub 106 would be great.
That would be great. We're always looking for opportunities to PR. That's for sure.
How about Issa van Aerstal? I mean, she, of course, was injured, earlier this year, and she has come back and. And I've been giving results of your meets over the last month or so, and it seems like she's just steadily improved to this point, hasn't she?
It has, and I think a part of that too is just trusting that she was back. She has always been such a smart and like conservative athlete. Like she does the right thing. You never have to worry about her like bonking a race, but sometimes, I had to tell her, I'm like, when you're an anchor, even if you crash and burn now and then, you got to be a little bit reckless and a little bit wild because sometimes that's just what it takes. And I think she's found that new gear of like, okay, coach, you want to see me, act a little crazy? I'm going to go for it. And I'm loving it. I love seeing her put herself out there because so far, it's worked to her advantage. She's such a strong runner. She's got the experience with being a senior, and I just know she can handle the pressure. So I'm excited for her to really get pushed at the state meet. I think that 800 time is going to drop significantly.
Yeah, 800 coming up on Saturday. Meanwhile, Tess Casey in the 400, I had a chance to talk to her during the conference meet. What a neat young lady, and what a talented athlete and versatile. How do you see her in her open four?
You're right. Tess is a super neat athlete, person. She's just a great kid. She works very, very hard. She's that example of when talent and hard work meet, you get this phenomenal result, and that's who Tess Casey is. She ran 58.11 at our state qualifier, and that was quite a bit lower than her previous personal record. So that was really exciting to see her time drop. I suspect she's going to drop again just based on how she's been running in like her workouts and how that meet went at the state qualifier. She's ready now to keep on dropping. So she's in a good place in her training. She's peaking at the right time. So I'm really excited for her, and she's got the right mentality to just push, push, push. So it'll be great.
Overall, 10 of entries into the state meet. So what are some of your goals for your girls this week?
I mean, this week we're just focusing on, getting our mental game right, feeling confident in our handoffs, letting our bodies recover if they need to. I have some girls that have a soccer game on Wednesday night, so I'm trying to, get them ready, but also not overdo it since they have a big event they'll have to do on Wednesday. And just making sure that we're doing the things that we can to stay healthy and fit and not anything to overexert ourselves. So I guess our goals going into it are hopefully come home with something more than just medals. I shouldn't say just medals, but it's a good opportunity for us to score some points at the state meet, and I know these girls would love to see a team award.
Well, we'll see how that all shakes down. And a good contingent of Trojans, both boys and girls, going to state this week. And of
Yes.
course, we'll have reports and interviews covering Tri-Center throughout the 3-day event with reports at 20 past the hour on KSOM. Coach, really appreciate your time, and hopefully we'll see you at the Blue Oval. Best of luck. Thanks so
Yeah.
much.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Yeah, Lexi Cochran, head coach for Tri-Center Girls Track and Field, with us here on KSOM.